Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hello, and as part of our countdown to Site Village 2017, we're pleased to welcome Fiona Taylor, who's the Acting Director for Clear Vision Services. Hello, Fiona. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Hi, Fiona. Do you want to start off by giving us an overview of what Clear Vision is?
Yes, people may be familiar with Clear Vision, but we are a national lending library of books, mostly got print and braille, interleaved. The braille is on clear plastic sheets, interleaved in usually mainstream books, you know, just books that you can get anywhere. And we also do some books where we just stick braille labels in for very young children or visually impaired adults reading with young children. So that would be the bit of Clear Vision that people have traditionally been familiar with. We're branching out into obviously the tactile books, which are a new big thing that are slightly different.
Yep, so do you want to tell us a little bit about the tactile books then, Fiona?
Yes, the tactile books are mainly handmade material books, and they're generally one-offs that people have made. We've now got 1,000 or more in stock, and they are proving very popular, especially when people are wanting things for children that have got other difficulties, not just visual impairment. And they're proving very popular with them. So we're just trying to increase the stock, increase awareness that these are for loan as well.
So as well as providing books for families, do you provide books for schools and other kind of organisations?
Yes, a lot of, well, special schools, but also a lot of mainstream schools are taking the books. There's a lot of inclusion of a, you know, just one child or two children, and the school can borrow a whole loan to have in the school for the child. As they get older, they can have the same subject books as, you know, the class topic as the rest of their class. Just trying to provide that sort of service to the schools, public libraries as well. And VI services, the VI services that go around and see different children often join us and take a mixed loan of all sorts of different things that they can use with different children.
So a whole range of opportunities there. I think the beauty, I used Clear Vision, possibly Tracy did when my daughter was little, and the beauty is that I'm visually impaired, so I could read with my sighted child, but it works the other way around as well, doesn't it? If your children are visually impaired, they can learn to read with you, and it's just a brilliant service.
Yes, and children learning to read as well who will still benefit from the pictures even if they can't read print anymore, which I think is lovely as well.
They're
not just getting completely blank braille pages. They can benefit a bit from, you know, the colours and pictures in some of the books.
So absolutely. Yeah, and you go from things as easy as sort of ABC books, don't you, from to little nursery rhymes up to really, you know,
Yes, I mean, there's books, you know, pre-braille, because you're just trying to encourage children to enjoy books and reach out and touch even before they're going to be learning braille. They've got to get used to that, haven't they? So books that just encourage touch, encourage exploring with fingers.
Yeah, excellent service. As Jo says, you know, I've experienced it as a parent over the last 20 years with, you know, all my children for different reasons, sighted or visually impaired children. So, it's certainly, you know, a great opportunity for families. So if people come along to Site Village, what can they expect to see when they visit you at the stand?
I'm hoping to bring a good selection so they can see a wide range, because we've also got a demand for books for older readers with a low reading age or a low braille age, but they don't want to read babyish books. So we're trying to find good stuff for sort of the teenagers. So I want people to be able to see a range of books, and then to see the newly fluent books for when, you know, they progress to the chapter books. Just, you know, get people to have quite a good view of all the different aspects of Clear Vision.
That's lovely. So if people can't visit Sight Village this year, Fiona, can you give us some contact details so that they can still get in touch with you and use the Clear Vision service?
Oh, certainly, yes. Well, we have a phone number, and it's very good really to phone if you want to join as a family, because then you can chat and you can tell us about your child and their interests and things. So shall I just read you the phone number?
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's 0208 789 9575.
And do you have an email address as well?
We have an email address. Yes, we're at info@clearvisionproject.org. And we've also got the website, so people can go onto the website. They can join via the website. That's clearvisionproject.com.
Brilliant. Lovely. It's been a pleasure to speak to you, Fiona. Thank you ever so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, okay. Fiona.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.